I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's testing my fringe medical beliefs?
I'm Robert Evans, host of Behind the Bastards, back with Billy Wayne Davis for part two of our homeopathy episode.
Yes.
And Providence, I think God himself has presented us, Billy Wayne, with an opportunity here.
I think that's how medicine works.
Super producer Sophie has an earache that is rather painful at the moment. She's not sure why. And traditional medicine has not dealt with it. It hurts.
What kind of pain?
It's like throbbing.
Like actual pain?
Yeah.
Like the inside the ear?
Yeah.
Did you stick anything in there?
I mean, I just put no.
You could rupture your eardrum.
I don't think it's that. It doesn't feel like that because I can still hear. Wouldn't I not be able to hear?
I don't know if that's how it works.
What I do know is that it's time to test Ms. Shedison out.
I'm with this.
We have to do this as a double blind study, which means Sophie, you're going to close your eyes.
Make you blind twice.
We're gonna hand you both a machete and another kind of non-machete knife, and you have to hit something with both. And then you tell us which one you feel better after. And that will be a real medical study that will forever prove the validity of machetism.
Can you just make sure Anderson doesn't get harmed?
Yeah, Anderson, your mom's blind and wielding machete. Come over here. Come on, your mom's blind and wielding machete. Good, Anderson. Get over
good
here.
Girl.
No, don't be right under her with the machete.
She's
that's
protecting
bad.
Me. She's a bodyguard, right. Dog.
Well, okay, sorry. You got to close your eyes. You can't know what you're getting first.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
She's under the table.
You got to close your eyes.
Oh, here you go.
Okay, we're giving you a random bladed object. May or may not be a machete. No way to know.
No way to know.
It's definitely not a machete.
Sophie,
keep your
my eyes are closed. I can tell by the weight.
I'm gonna guide your hand down towards the object, okay. The copy of Basic Instinct that you're going to hit, just so you know where it is. Oh. Now rear up and hit it real hard.
Anderson's okay?
Yeah, Anderson's fine.
Okay.
All right. That's the first one. The first one. Now let's scientifically note, do you feel any different in your ears?
No.
Okay, now close your eyes. Your eyes. Giving you another random bladed object. No way to know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to guide your hand down again to the copy of Basic Instinct. You might want to scoot back just a little bit so you can get more strength.
You still safe, Anderson?
Now, again, rear up with all your might and just whack it. Whack it real good.
Holy shit, that felt good to watch.
Now, Sophie, you don't know in either case what you were holding.
Can't have his back.
No, yeah, it's powerful.
Does your ear feel better?
Hold on.
We have a sport to play after this. Don't fuck up our ball.
How's your ear feeling?
It still hurts, but my ego. Oh, sorry.
It still hurts, but my but my ego feels great.
Which is an important part
of
the healing
process. I feel emotionally powerful. It's good yogurt, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You feel confident.
Yeah.
That okay. That was a funny way to answer that question. Like, do you feel confident?
Yeah.
My dog wasn't harmed, so that's always good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which felt better?
The big one.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. So,
what if you knew how to use the little one better?
I mean, that would just be a completely different study.
I'm doing a shitty metaphor right there. That's what I'm doing.
Well,
we would have to do some research, Billy, is what I'm saying.
I'm not a scientist.
That's
nor
for
am
sure.
I a doctor.
Also
but I
true.
Think this scientifically proves that machetison is a valid branch of medical science.
Yep. She's still here.
Yep.
You're not dead.
And I think your ear's going to heal as a result of this. If you do get better, it's because of the machete or the dagger. We don't know because this was not in actuality a double-blind study.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But it might mean that just mixing types of knives is... I just came up with the first principle of machetison.
What's that?
Well, with homeopathy, it's like cures like. And with machetison, it's knife cures knife.
Oh.
Yep. Mm.
Now we've got an actual practice.
Now we've got
an actual
practice. I see
what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
Marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Hot.
Also, more is more.
More is always
more. The more knives you got, the better you are as a doctor.
I have some uncles that are going to be the best doctors in the world.
They're still alive.
Yeah,
ergo sum propter hoc. I don't know doctor talk, but
my brother,
I do know.
My brother is a doctor.
And I'm sure your brother will agree when he hears this episode that this is...
My brother doesn't listen to my podcast. He's out there saving lives.
Well, he would be saving more lives if he listened to this study we just conducted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the rare chance you do listen to this. Hi, Jake.
Jake, give up conventional medicine. Start practicing machetison.
Machetison.
Dr.
Moore's
Dr.
More.
Jake Lichterman. Machetison.
We should probably
high five it.
Bleep that name out.
Nope.
It cures low T. It cures baldness.
It definitely cures low T.
Erectile dysfunction.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Don't even need a dick when you get a knife.
You don't.
Now.
Oh.
Yeah.
You might.
Okay. Enough.
Wow. Let's start this episode 5.5 minutes later.
We had to test machetison, Sophie.
Sorry.
So, over 5 million American adults and 1 million American children currently use homeopathy on a regular basis, which is too many. So there is a decent chance that some of the people listening to this podcast may regularly use or have used homeopathic products.
I think they probably tuned out after the first episode.
I would hope so.
So I don't think they make it to this one.
We were more positive about the founder of homeopathy than any of our other fake doctors.
It's hard not... I mean, he's not... Clearly,
yeah,
he's clearly not a bastard.
He's clearly not doing his
he's
best.
Just misguided.
Yeah,
at best.
Yeah. Now, I'm not going to tell anybody not to take homeopathic medicine because I eat my weight in narcotic leaves every 6 months. So, hey, like, who am I to tell people what's unhealthy? But we are going to talk about a lot of dead babies today because of homeopathy. Yeah. Yep. Now, first off, I should start by saying that, for the record, homeopathy is pretty conclusively proven to be bullshit, even after that 1835 double-blind study. I don't even feel comfortable calling it snake oil, because there actually is an actual snake oil that's an ancient Chinese medicine that actually has anti-inflammatory properties with testable impacts on the human body.
Well, and now they're testing viper's venom. They think it can cure certain types of cancer.
There's a lot of different medicines in snakes.
Yeah.
A snake is, like, when I get sick... I just go roll around in a pile of snakes.
God, that just gave me the... I know you were kidding, but still, there's a part of me that's like, don't do that.
I'm a big snake fan.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. I think machetison and snakeetison are complementary. It's like being an oncologist and also other type of doctor. I don't know medicine. What I do know...
I got nothing on that one. I don't even know which one that was.
There have been a lot of studies into homeopathic medicine to see how it works, and I don't want to quote all of those, so I found a fun analysis of 17 of those studies on the efficacy of homeopathy in the Journal of Clinical Pharmacology. Its title is A Systematic Review of Systematic Reviews of Homeopathy, just so we can start this episode by conclusively stating... It does not work. Quote, 11 independent systematic reviews were located. Collectively, they failed to provide strong evidence in favor of homeopathy. In particular, there was no condition which responds convincingly better to homeopathic treatment than to placebo or other control interventions. Similarly, there was no homeopathic remedy that was demonstrated to yield clinical effects that are convincingly different from placebo.
Okay.
Yeah. One thing that'll sometimes be used as like evidence that homeopathy works is you'll have some cases where like, oh, if you actually look at this, the homeopathic group actually did slightly better than the placebo group. And it's like, yeah, but you have to do better over a certain margin. It's like if you're giving people like you're testing a new neurological medicine, it has to help more than a certain percentage of people because the placebo effect is going to help a certain percentage
exactly.
of people. Yeah. So anyway, homeopathy doesn't do anything. Now, I should also note that homeopathic doctors do occasionally attempt to carry out their own scientific studies, much like the studies we just carried out in this room, and about as valid as the studies we carried out in this room.
I was going to say, I bet they're as thought out, too.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, while the Machetison studies were carried out on consenting patient and adult Sophie Lichterman, homeopathic studies are not always carried out on people who can properly consent to them. In fact, sometimes they test random substances on impoverished children in the global South.
Mm. Yay.
Yay. There exists in this beautiful, dumb, nuclear-armed nation of ours an organization called the National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health. One of the things this publicly funded government entity does is test the efficacy of alternative medicine. Now, this is something I get frustrated about. I don't like the term alternative medicine. There's no such thing as alternative medicine.
No.
Medicine is either medicine or it's not.
Well, by definition, yeah. An alternative to medicine would be poison.
Exactly. Yeah. it's the acid drink the guy made.
Yeah, that's what an alternative to medicine is. Oh, yeah. It made it worse.
Yeah, and I should say in some earlier episodes of this, I made fun of like taking turmeric for everything under the sun, because if you go to a health food store in Los Angeles or a lot of hipper cities, you'll find turmeric on the shelves for fucking everything. Mm-hmm. Turmeric has actual medicinal properties. It's a powerful anti-inflammatory. It does things. Like there are things that you can do with turmeric. I'm a big fan of Plantago Major, which is plantain leaf, and it's a leaf that's been used for thousands of years to treat wounds in societies around the world. And because it's an actual medicine, there are scientific studies that have confirmed that it does, in fact, speed up the healing of wounds. So, like, none of this stuff is alternative.
No, it's just what it does.
It's just a thing that does something. It's a medicine.
Just,
yeah.
It just dudes didn't make it. So now, like, dudes are like, well, that's alternative medicine. Like, no, what you do is technically alternative medicine.
Yeah.
Because the earth's been medicine in itself for a long time.
Yeah, that's why people like fucking Dr. Hahnemann made it to 89.
Yes.
Yeah. Some shit did work back then. Now, when I found out there was a government center aimed at testing alternative medicine, I was a little bit pissed. But then I read the results of a study that they conducted in El Salvador, and that made me really angry. And now I'm going to read you an extract, the abstract from this, Billy Wayans, that you can get angry too.
Thanks.
I'm just going to make sure this VHS tape of Basic Instinct Thank is you. Near your stabbing hand.
Do get a knife here.
Background. Despite the widespread availability of oral rehydration therapy, diarrheal illness remains a major cause of morbidity and mortality around the world. Previous studies have shown individualized homeopathic therapy to be effective in treating childhood diarrhea, but this approach requires specialized training. Objective. Homeopathic combination medicine, if effective, could be used by health personnel on a widespread basis. Methods. A double-blind randomized controlled trial was conducted in Honduras to evaluate the effectiveness of a homeopathic combination therapy to treat acute diarrhea in children. A total of 292 children with acute diarrhea were recruited. 145 were randomized to the experimental group and 147 to the placebo group. Tablets contained a combined preparation of the five most common single homeopathic remedies used to treat diarrhea or placebo were administered by a parent after each unformed stool. So that's good.
Okay.
They're dosing a bunch of kids. And the study found nothing. It admitted that there was no significant difference in the likelihood of resolution of diarrheal symptoms for the group that took homeopathic medicine.
Yeah, because it's nothing.
Because you hope it's nothing.
Well,
that's
kind
of where we're building to here.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Now, the benefit of homeopathy over other kinds of fake medicine is that at least it is just harmless water.
Yes.
But not actually all the time. I found a fun article on Science-Based Medicine, a wonderful website, which digs into the details of this particular study. And it suggests that they might have slightly poisoned some poor sick kids in El Salvador, or Honduras, sorry. It turns out that two of the most popular substances used in homeopathic diarrhea treatments are arsenic and podophyllum. Now, you know what arsenic is.
I'm aware.
Yeah, it's not great.
No.
You know what podophyllum is?
Nope.
It is a wart remover so strong it is illegal to be administered outside of a doctor's office by a doctor.
It's a wart remover?
Yeah, yeah. That so cannot be sold over the counter.
Is it one that like burns it off of
yeah.
you?
Yeah. But it's one that a doctor has to give you.
Yeah. No, I used to have some. I had them frozen off, and then I had one burned off with a laser.
Yeah, yeah. That's cooler than the podophyllum.
It smells terrible.
It's awful.
Yeah, but
probably not as bad as the diarrhea ward after these kids were given nonsense medicine.
I just can't imagine.
Yeah.
I just...
Fuck. Yeah. Now, the writer of that Science-Based Medicine article notes, I wonder if the IRB, which is like the board that like reviews studies and stuff for cases like this, knew that these were the ingredients being used. Granted, they are so dilute there is nothing left, but there was no data presented to show that these components had actually been diluted that much and therefore posed no threat to the study subjects. Think of it this way. If the remedy has any active ingredients, it's potentially toxic. If it is truly homeopathic, then it's nothing more than 80% ethanol and sugar.
Okay.
So the best case scenario is that these publicly funded researchers, who you and I paid for, Billy Wayne, found a bunch of poor sick kids and then gave them nonsense water and pretended it was medicine. The worst case scenario is that they poisoned sick children with arsenic and wart remover. And it's not a silly fear to be afraid that they might accidentally poison some kids, because it's not uncommon for homeopaths to fuck up the dilution process and dose children with
because
poison.
Because they're not scientists.
Because they're not scientists.
They're not trained to mix chemicals like that.
No. There's actually a number of reasons. So we're going to talk about that more in a second. But for just one moment, I want to revel in the last paragraph from that homeopathic study. And this is them trying to like figure out, well, why didn't this work? Why didn't it make the kids better? A number of factors could account for the ineffectiveness of the homeopathic combination therapy. Although the homeopathic remedies included in the combination therapy were those most commonly prescribed in the previous studies, it is possible that these remedies would not have been prescribed individually in this population, and or that a different combination medicine would have been more effective. There's also a possibility that the remedies included in the combination therapy counteracted each other in some way, rendering the individual remedies ineffective. Other factors could be that the therapy was not correctly administered by parents in this study. So it's like, they probably fucked up by giving their kids the poison water wrong.
That's who did it.
That's who fucked it
up.
Not
us.
Yeah. And I also love that, like, they're being like, well, homeopathy's worked in the past on diarrhea patients. It's like, yeah, if you give people with diarrhea water,
you hydrate
usually
them.
They don't die.
Yes. If you keep people hydrated, the body does some crazy, wonderful stuff every fucking time, you guys.
Which is why Samuel Hahnemann lived to be 89.
Because he drank a lot of water.
Super hydrated guy.
Yeah.
Now, at one point, Billy Wayne, this was meant to be a one-parter episode. But then I Googled my way across a Scientific American article with one of the most horrifying titles I've ever read. You ready for this?
Yep.
Hundreds of babies harmed by homeopathic remedies,
God,
families say.
Damn it. Just, can you imagine writing that?
Yeah.
And then the editor would be like, make it sexier.
There's never been a good story that's opened with hundreds of babies. You just don't, nothing good's going to come after that.
I mean, what a time we live in, too. We're like, I think you got to go. You got to start with the hundreds of babies.
Yeah, lead. That's the lead, is hundreds of babies.
We need them to click on it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
It opens with a case from August 1st, 2010. A mother gives her toddler three homeopathic pills to relieve her teething pain.
2010?
Within minutes, the baby stops breathing. My daughter had a seizure, lost consciousness, and stopped breathing for about 30 minutes after I gave her three Highlands teething tablets. The mother later told the Food and Drug Administration she had to receive mouth-to-mouth CPR to resume breathing and was brought to the hospital. So, Highlands teething tablets.
Fuck
2010.
You.
Oh, wait, there's way more recent cases than that.
Oh, I got it to stick.
Oh, yeah, you stuck it in the Basic Instinct copy.
Right into
nailing it.
Yep.
That is helpful in dealing with your feelings.
It makes.
Thank you, Paul Verhoeven.
Are you healed?
No, not yet. It's. I mean, I have an 8-month-old, so like, it's just this. I don't. Okay.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great. This is not going to be an easy one.
Ooh.
So Hylance, the company that made those homeopathic pills, bills itself as providing safe, effective, and natural health solutions to parents looking to avoid the danger of modern pharmaceuticals. They sell a wide variety of products for people of all ages. Their website presents the image of a healthy and legitimately medicinal product. I'm going to show you that, Bill. You want to describe this website to our audience?
Yes, yes. It does. There's two young people running at sunset on the ocean.
The healthiest time and place to run.
It is. Mm-hmm. Since 1903.
Yep. That means it's good.
It does. Now, it looks, it even the Highlands logo looks like a Purdue.
Like Pfizer or Purdue. Yeah.
That's it. Looks like one of those. Everything does, it looks like a vague drug ad.
Yeah.
Is what it looks like.
And it's interesting that they choose that because, like, one of the reasons that these products are so popular is that, like, the pharmaceutical industry is fucked and, like, sells people a lot of dangerous shit and markets a lot of dangerous shit, for, like, just for sheer profit. And yet at the same time, while you're profiting off of the fact that people don't trust the pharmaceutical industry for good reason, you're also, in order to make your product look more like medicine, aping the pharmaceutical industry's branding, which is really interesting to me.
Well, I think it's smart because the pharmaceutical industry brands everything in a way, not because they will, it's just they've done the research to be like, this is the best way to sell this stuff. So that's pretty smart. They're just copying pharmaceutical people's research.
One of my favorite things to do when I'm really high is to watch pharmaceutical ads and work backwards. And one of the things I've realized is that if you're selling a pill that helps people shit, you show them jogging. Always jogging.
Because
you can't jog if you can't shit.
You can't. No, you cannot. You don't want to go jogging.
Mm-mm. Now, in tiny text on the top of Highland's website, there's a little bit of text that I want to read you, Billy Wayne. Claims based on traditional homeopathic practice, not accepted medical evidence, not FDA evaluated.
Copy that.
Unlike Machetison, which I'm proud to announce as a result of our double-blind study, now has complete FDA approval.
My ear, it's healed.
Thank you, Sophie.
No, perfect. It's not.
You can buy a Machetison starter kit. Yeah, we're going to bleep that out. We are now selling Machetison starter kits. Again, you get a free machete with every $500 copy of Machete Your Way to Better Health.
That's a good deal, you guys.
That is a great deal.
Because separately, over $1,000.
And confirmed by the FDA to cure what ails you. Absolutely FDA approved. Mm-hmm. Come at me, motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Now, FDA stands for Freddie, Danny, and Alex.
Now, Highland's products have names that are crosses between hyper-modern medicine and ancient snake oil remedies. You can buy Nux Vomica, which sounds like something a Roman doctor would prescribe, and Bioplasma, which sounds like something you'd pick up in a space first-person shooter
Bioplasma?
Video game.
Bioplasma?
Yeah.
Or it sounds like something you sell in college to get beer money.
Yeah.
You sell your Bioplasma?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I did, man. I got a good deal on it.
I got $400 a month for
There's a guy in a van. He wants it good.
All that Bioplasma's paying for my tattoos. Can't tell them I'm getting tattoos.
Don't tell them.
Do not let them know. They do not want you getting stick and poked. So you can find Nux Vomica and Bioplasma on the Highlands online store. What you won't find on that site is their homeopathic teething tablets and gels. You know why?
No.
Scientific American's going to tell you why. Babies who were given Highlands teething products turned blue and died. Babies had repeated seizures. Babies became delirious. Babies were airlifted to the hospital, where emergency room staff tried to figure out what caused their legs and arms to start twitching. Not a great paragraph.
Fuck.
Yeah. Not a great paragraph.
Is it still up?
No, they did eventually stop selling the poison.
Okay.
The baby poison. Highlands all-natural baby killer pills.
We just had to rename it. So give them a new name.
Yeah.
Tell them what we actually
this
does.
This is so fucked.
I will say I would support if they marketed them as baby killing pills. That would not be unethical.
I don't. That's I just, wouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah, yeah. It's like if you're going to sell cigarettes to kids under the name like Uncle Gonzo's bubblegum flavored cancer stick. Okay.
But Highlands still exists, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Highlands is still around. Yeah, they're never going to die.
No.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Over a 10-year period from 2006 to 2016,
that's
the FDA
still
collected
their image on their website,
yeah. Oh, yeah, just pulled it up when I was doing the research. That's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Over a 10-year period from 2006 to 2016, the FDA collected reports of adverse events in more than 370 children who had used Hyland's homeopathic teething tablets or gel, a similar product that is applied directly to a baby's gums. Agency records show 8 cases in which babies were reported to have died after taking Hyland's products, though the FDA says the question of whether those products caused the deaths is still under review. Following an FDA warning in September, Hyland said it would no longer manufacture the teething products, but they remained on some store shelves for months and are still available on the internet. They likely continue to be used in homes nationwide.
Bah.
That's great. I love the kind of logic for a company like Hyland's where they're like,
they have so many products on their website.
Yeah,
well,
they do.
Well, when we gave our water to diarrhea patients, they got better, which means homeopathy works. But when all these babies took our teething pills and died, there's no evidence it's connected to the teething pills.
Prove it.
This sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But the money truck keeps showing up.
Yeah, we all have so much money.
Can't let just some a couple of dead babies get in the way of the money truck.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's why you get a money truck with big wheels. Roll right over them babies. Oh, yeah. Speaking of running over babies.
No.
Is that a bad way to go into ads?
No, it's bad.
Speaking of babies living forever.
Forever babies.
These products and services that advertise on our show will make your babies live longer than Hyland's all-natural baby-killing pills. Is that good?
Guarantee.
Guaranteed.
That's a guarantee.
I feel like we can safely make that claim. But if the FDA wants to come at me, go for it. Products! The evidence keeps pouring in. At this point, the facts are undeniable. It's an open and shut case. Monopoly Go is the most fun you can have in a mobile game. Millions of people pass Go every day because this game is always bringing something new to the table. Countless crazy tournaments you can join with your friends as partners or teams. Constantly changing challenges like money sprees or treasure hunts that keep it fresh with new wild mini-games. Timed events offering bonuses like massive multipliers or rent frenzies to help you get huge rewards. And there's so many rewards to discover. Rare stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums, delightful emojis to taunt people with when you raid their riches, unique playing pieces, and so much more. The verdict is in with Monopoly Go. There's something new to discover every time you play. So don't miss out. Go download it now for free on the App Store and Google Play. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. Wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/behind. That's mintmobile.com/behind. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/behind. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. We're back taunting the FDA as per usual.
I think this is the administration to taunt the FDA yet.
Yeah.
I think we're okay.
Yeah. They do not have a lot of teeth these days.
No.
Yeah. So, yeah, the probable culprit for all these baby deaths is a key ingredient in Highland's teething products, Atropa belladonna. Yeah, deadly nightshade.
Jesus.
Yeah. Which is one of the plants that Samuel Hahnemann was a big fan of using in his home. He had his kids pick it all the time.
He used to give his kids that. Yeah.
It is not something, in case the name deadly nightshade did not key you in, it is not something you should give to children. Or anyone.
I don't know anyone. Unless you're doing a murder.
Yeah.
And I think that's...
If you're murdering someone, solid pick.
Get in that murder.
Mm-hmm. Now, homeopathic medicine is supposed to be so diluted that literally no molecules of the original substance remains. But in practice, homeopaths kind of fuck up sometimes. In 2010, FDA inspectors at a Highland facility reported substandard manufacturing processes and inconsistent levels of belladonna in their products. That is a nice way of saying not all of their water had the poison diluted out of it.
It's like edibles.
Yeah.
Where, sure, we'd like to say that's 10 milligrams, but they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
One of them might be 10, and then the one next to it might be zero. It's all in one thing. It's not science. They're not doing science. They're doing money.
They're doing money, and they're great at money. They make billions of dollars.
Yes,
all these companies,
because you don't have to. Because have a
people,
product.
It's frustrating because like people rightly, like we just did an episode on the Sacklers and like the opioid industry. People rightly are like, oh, the pharmaceutical industry is fucked up.
Yes,
and instead they just go to another company that's just as bad, but at least those pills get you high.
Well, it's like going like McDonald's is shitty. I'm going to Burger King.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, dude.
It's like that brief period when McDonald's was trying to get everyone on board salads.
That killed
me. Who would choose Burger King over McDonald's?
No, I agree, but that's the point I'm making.
Yeah.
It's for both fuck's sake. Garbage.
They're both garbage.
Oh, but yeah. These
McDonald's preservatives do taste better.
They do.
Yeah.
They do, and that's, their fries are better.
If we're measuring by one thing, it has to be by the fry quality.
Behind the Bastards is, of course, supported by McDonald's and their corporate masters, Nordyne Defense Systems. Nordyne Defense Systems, whether you want French fries or a rocket-propelled grenade launcher.
We got you.
Da, 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 da.
We're killing it.
Shooting kids.
Oh.
We're killing it.
Oh, this got really dark. Can you continue?
That's a double meaning, though.
Yeah, like
they're doing
meaning,
really well as a company, and they're also murdering people.
And they're also murdering people.
See, I could go in advertising really easy.
You could. Hire us, corporate America.
Yeah.
Now, after the first deaths, the FDA issued a public warning that there were, quote, reports of serious adverse events in children taking this product that are consistent with belladonna toxicity.
We just want to let everybody know that that might kill your baby.
And that is how you say they're poisoning babies with belladonna without saying they're poisoning. There's reports of serious events in children taking this product that are consistent with the poisons in the product. Yeah.
Serious event just happened.
The FDA further warned that little babies are particularly vulnerable to the neurotoxic poison because they're babies and, quote, the absorption of belladonna from the skin and mouth is fairly rapid in babies. Yeah.
Because they're just weak little goos.
Because they're weak little goos. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They're not supposed to be given, for example, belladonna.
Anything but milk.
Anything but milk, really. Like you avoid perfume around babies, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's not great. They're tiny. They're not like horses. They're not tough. Yeah.
Their skull's not even finished. No,
they're missing most of the good bones. They only got the crappy bones at first.
Just give it some...
You gotta let them
try
cook.
The thing that's called deadly. Give it to the baby.
Oh, this is the deadly nightshade. That's the one for a baby.
Should we start with just the okay nightshade?
Nope.
No, try the deadly one. Try it.
Now, Highlands has been in the fake medicine business for 114 years. They're based right here in the city of Los Angeles.
I guarantee it.
Yeah, that is not surprising.
Yeah. Yes.
They are the largest homeopathic business in the United States. They claim their products are safe and that there's no proven scientific link between their teething products and infant seizures or deaths. Spokeswoman Mary Bornman said...
A point of view.
What a point of view.
Here's our stance.
Mm-hmm.
There's no scientific proof we killed those babies.
Which is only a sentence said by good people.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to quote from spokeswoman Mary Bornman talking to Scientific American. That doesn't mean that children don't have a sensitivity to a product. There's a lot of sensitivity on kids' parts, and we have to watch carefully. It's not something that condemns the entire product line.
Can you imagine sitting across from her when she said that?
I love the question because then she's saying, like, there's no proof that there's a link between our teething products and infant seizures, but infants might be sensitive to the poison in our teething products.
Yeah, so. Which,
but that doesn't mean that all of our products are deadly.
That's your weak-ass baby's fault.
That's your weak-ass baby. Toughen that son of a bitch up.
Yeah, won't you get a tough baby, and then we'll come talk.
You tried giving him scotch?
Oh, hold on. Wait, just a second. Wait, is your baby a pussy?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
And if your baby is a weak, limp-wristed little sucker, I have a suggestion for how to toughen your baby up. Machetison. Now Machetison sells new baby's machetes, which are only $700 each. Now, a lot of parents, they're going to spend money on an expensive crib, Billy Wayne, on a nice car seat.
No.
None of that's going to get you as far as a $700 baby machete.
It is, yes.
Razor sharp. Yeah, sharpest. Because babies don't have a lot of arm strength. So when they hit something, if you really want them to cut into it, it's got to be the sharpest machete.
And it needs a little size to it, mm-hmm. so it also carries.
Yeah, you want some weight. A good children's machete should be 70% of the weight of the baby.
And does most of the work.
Does most of the work.
Just letting mm-hmm. gravity pull it down.
Yep.
Yeah. That's
true. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby's machetes have slings, so you can use the machete to carry your baby.
That is true. And I would have one if my wife wasn't smart. But I married a smart lady.
Anyway, mail $700 to Behind the Bastards. Just stick it in an envelope, put it in there, write machete on the envelope, and it'll get to us.
No address, and we will find you.
We will find that money.
We don't, yes. You send us the money, and we will find you with the machete.
Yeah.
We don't need your address or phone number or name.
That's the Behind the Bastards promise. Send us the money. We'll find you with the machete.
We'll find you with a product.
Okay. So, it's frustrating. It took 4 years for the FDA to get Highlands to change their recipes to something hopefully less dangerous.
Guys, another email. Just a quick, gentle reminder, stop putting poison in your baby stuff.
Maybe don't. Memo to staff, RE poison pills for babies.
Hey.
Maybe not.
Hey, Highlands, FDA again. I know I'm being a pain, mm-hmm. but could you guys stop doing the poison in the babies? No? Okay, we'll try back.
Okay, we'll try back another time. See if you guys change your mind.
We're patient here.
Now, while Highlands did change their recipe, in the years since, the parade of deaths and seizures continued.
No
From Scientific
way.
American.
No way.
In case 462749, dated September 15th, 2011, a physician sent Highlands a handwritten note stating his patient, a 5-month-old girl, was unresponsive for 45 minutes after taking its teething tablets. I am sure this was not an allergic reaction, he wrote. I would like you to report it. Find a contact at the FDA so we can start an investigation and pull this dangerous, unregulated product from the shelves. One mother wrote the company to say her son's pupils dilated, like marbles with big black eyes. Another described seizures her daughter continued to have after taking the tablets and told the company, I hate you for this. Reasonable response.
That's actually kind of a tepid response.
Maybe the third hate. Oh, yeah. No, there's three. Fourth hate. That might have been good. Or a fucking.
Yeah.
Good time for a fucking.
Just like a white powder in that envelope, too.
You know, I was going to say going into this episode, there's no justified time to send. Boy, I shouldn't talk about mailing powders through the.
Nope. Let's just move right along.
Karina Talbot, a 26-year-old mother, told Scientific American that she picked Highlands teething products because they were marketed as natural. And clearly natural is better than whatever unnatural stuff is in the teething products that don't contain
that
belladonna.
Doesn't.
These suckers gave their kid pacifiers. Those don't have any poison in them at all.
It is.
God.
The leaps the human brain makes.
Yeah.
Ego seems to be really involved in a lot of this stuff.
Well, ego, and I think just a lot of it's just, you know, there's so much information to take in.
Yeah.
And people, average people aren't necessarily great at credibly reviewing sources. And like, you have a lot of friends who are like, oh no, my kid, and there is stuff where like, I was just talking about pacifiers, but like there have been cases where like pacifiers made by some shady company in a bad factory in like China or something, it like lead on them and shit. Like it does, it like... There's a lot of
shit gets in the fucking formula too.
Exactly.
That's a scary one.
Nothing's perfect. And so people like see natural on a label and assume it really means something. It also assumes that natural, like they don't think about the fact that like ricin's natural.
Yes.
Like,
yes. Well, yeah. Like, and they don't like, my dad makes that joke. He's like, organic.
Yeah.
He's like, what's that mean?
Yeah.
He's like,
It's mostly a marketing buzzword at this point. Like there, like, which is not to say that there's not some like some of the practices that are advocated by that crowd can be good, but like the actual legal definition is very easy to game.
Oh, it's so easy and, like, to game.
You talk about like people are like, oh, it only uses organic pesticides. If you've ever been on a farm that's been sprayed with organic pesticides, it's just like as much sulfur as you could fit in a can.
That's
like,
all it
it's
is.
It's not good for you.
No. Yeah. And that's not even the right way to do that organic stuff. Like my friend that lives in Eugene, he's a professional cannabis grower, and they grow it organically, but it's all from like other plants he's mixing, and it's insane what he does.
Yeah.
But what he was like, what these other people call organic is not. He's like, he learned from this old Korean man.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, sorry. Okay.
We're all being marketed to all the time by everyone, and it's one of the reasons why. And I don't want to make like Karina Talbot, the mother here who like picked these teething products because they're natural, have to be a bad person. Like there's so much shit out there that like people make bad decisions by definition because it's so hard to pick the good information from the bad. And it's just, it's complicated.
Yes.
And it's our government, the FDA, should do more to make it very clear to stop a company like Highlands from making themselves look like a legitimate pharmaceutical company, for example.
It just has to be clear what you are.
Yeah.
Yes, I totally agree.
If it was Highlands brand nonsense water now with poison, like that's a fair...
I'm fine. You can have that product.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to quote from Karina Talbot again. When our fourth kiddo comes around and starts teething at 3 months, we were like, okay, what can we do to give him some relief? Someone told us about the teething tablets and we thought, give them a try. So she gave her son some Highlands teething products and his hands started twitching. Then his feet. The twitching got worse over the course of several days. And it took a while for she and her husband to realize the little seizures were related to the teething tablets. When she stopped dosing her son, he stopped seizing. Now this represents one of the better case scenarios. The worst case scenario is FDA case 10723317, a mother who, in 2014, gave her 9-month-old daughter 2 teething tablets. Quote, she gave her infant the tablets, then a bottle, then left her to sleep. When she checked on her 45 minutes later, she was dead in her crib beside a puddle of vomit.
God.
Yeah. Now, 5 months later, the mother of this deceased child read online that babies had suffered seizures after taking Highlands baby killing pills. So she reached out to them. And here's Scientific American talking about Highlands' response to this.
I bet it was good. I bet it was up there with like Spectrum.
You might need the big knife for this one, Billy.
No.
Customer did not request a refund or replacement, noted the Highlands staffer who filed the report with the FDA. Highlands also noted that it was not able to test the bottle because the customer threw it away. Due to the limited information provided by the reporter, no further investigation is possible at the time of this incident, the company concluded. There's just nothing we can do about this dead baby case.
Ah, man.
She didn't save the bottle. Ah, that's real unfortunate.
Whoever the boss was at Highlands, like, who's our best sociopath?
Yeah. Who is our worst person? Let's get them on this.
He's just a Christian Bale character in the corner just stabbing a lady.
Yeah.
What? Oh, I'll do it.
Hey, Jim, there's more dead kids. We need you to send a real bad email.
Ah, time to get to work.
Now, the FDA could do a lot more to police homeopathic medicine. But dealing with homeopathic medicine is generally low on their priority list. And that's
you
not...
want to talk to these idiots?
There's an aspect to which that's fair, because the idea is that homeopathic remedies are just water. So like you can see how the FDA would prioritize like, oh, there's people bleaching their kids' assholes to stop autism. That's got to be a priority over the water selling nonsense. Like you can see the logic there.
And also like all the other pill companies. Just make all the illegal drugs legal and change the name. So we're focused on that too right now.
Which we should just let people do so that I can buy Dilaudid in the grocery store again. But that's aside the point.
It's a personal issue more than a societal thing I was talking about.
So all this stuff that we've been talking about, Billy, gets more attention from the FDA's limited resources than homeopathy. But that's not the only reason regulators take a light hand in the baby poisoning industry. See, the Complementary and Alternative Medicine, or CAM, lobby is the official lobbying arm of homeopathy and other sorts of, you know, alternative medical treatments.
Why wouldn't they need a lobbyist?
Of course, just like pharmaceutical companies. They spend billions of dollars in lobbying, too.
We're not shady enough yet.
Let's do what the we're not like pharmaceutical companies. You can trust us. But also, let's do everything pharmaceutical companies do.
Could you get a hand on their business plan?
Because they make so much money.
They print it.
Yeah, we could make that money. We don't have to spend any money even researching medicine.
Pretending to research.
We can just put poison in water and give it to babies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The fucking margins on that shit? Wild.
Yes.
Back in 2013, they lobbied for a clause in the Affordable Care Act, Section 2706, which would have forced insurance companies to pay for so-called alternative medicine. This language was added to the ACA by Senator Tom Harkin, a lobbyist for the American Chiropractic Association and a member of the Integrative Health Policy Consortium, or IHPC. Yeah.
Senator.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
It's all fine.
Just the chiropractic.
Which we know is good. According to Forbes, quote, it is virtually certain that lobbyists wrote that section and Harkin simply inserted it into the law. The IHPC is a lobbying group dedicated to obtaining more government money for homeopathy, naturopathy, chiropractic, acupuncture, and a raft of other ineffectual medical practices. Now, Section 2706 is not all bad, just as the world of complementary medicine isn't all bunkum. But it does mean that in addition to guaranteeing taxpayer funding for debatably useful things, it may also have meant more taxpayer dollars for businesses like Highlands. In general, the CAM lobby fights to have their medicine treated as medicine for the purpose of insurance billing, but not treated as medicine for the purpose of making sure it's safe and effective to give to babies.
Oh, it's a profit deal.
We want to sell it like medicine, but we don't want to have to prove that it works or is safe like medicine.
Yeah.
Do you see why this is fair?
Yeah.
This is how it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the Reverend R&B singers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Christian rock and roll of medicine.
Yes. Now we love Jesus as they snort cocaine and have sex on their bus. But we don't pay taxes.
But we don't have to pay taxes, which means more cocaine. Always party with a Christian rock band if you get the chance.
If you do get a chance, it is fun.
It is a great time.
They're good musicians, too. They just don't...
don't do it on stage. But you get them back on that bus, do a couple of lines.
Yeah, they like all the same music.
Mm-hmm. Then you get the Black Sabbath.
It's just a weird curtain to pull behind you. What in the fuck? Oh, it's a money thing.
It's a grift. Okay. Now, the CAM lobby... and the money that they spend lobbying is part of why it took so many years for the FDA to push Highlands to reformulate their famous baby-killing pills. And part of why, when Highlands did reformulate that shit, they didn't necessarily make it less toxic. Sarah Sorcher, an attorney for the Public Citizen Health Research Group, told Scientific American this. The FDA could bring the hammer down on them, but it doesn't. At the point where you have infants being hospitalized and deaths reported, it's simply not acceptable for the agency to delay in taking action. Seems fair.
Yeah.
The FDA's drug division determines whether or not a product on the market is unsafe, but in order to make that determination, the FDA relies heavily on reports from actual doctors in the field in which drugs and drug-like substances are killing people. This is a particular problem with homeopathic products because they're supposed to just be water, which means physicians rarely think to ask if a patient has been taking homeopathic teething pills. Dr. Edward Boyer, a Harvard toxicologist who works at the Harvard Medical School ER, told Scientific American this, "If I'm working in the emergency room and I have a family that comes in with a seizing infant, I may not have the wherewithal to get the history of homeopathic use. You're not going to assume it's the water pills, so it means that they don't notice a lot of the time this contributes to an illness."
Well, and you don't think you're giving them anything, so why would you tell them?
Exactly. It's natural.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. You're like, I gave him extra kale or something.
Now, what is natural, Billy Wayne, is our homegrown medical machetes. Every one of our machetes is grown organically on a organic industrial factory in El Salvador.
Mm-hmm. The good part of El Salvador.
The good part of El Salvador.
Not corrupt.
Only the most natural polymers, plastics, and carbon steel are used in the organic growth of our health machetes.
They have the best polymer trees.
The best polymer trees.
They do.
By far. By far.
That's a fact.
Some belladonna included. Products!
Services!
The evidence keeps pouring in. At this point, the facts are undeniable. It's an open and shut case. Monopoly Go is the most fun you can have in a mobile game. Millions of people pass Go every day because this game is always bringing something new to the table. Countless crazy tournaments you can join with your friends as partners or teams. Constantly changing challenges like money sprees or treasure hunts that keep it fresh with new wild mini-games. Timed events offering bonuses like massive multipliers or rent frenzies to help you get huge rewards. And there's so many rewards to discover. Rare stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums, delightful emojis to taunt people with when you raid their riches, unique playing pieces, and so much more. The verdict is in with Monopoly Go. There's something new to discover every time you play. So don't miss out. Go download it now for free on the App Store and Google Play.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sophie, we're back. How's your ear feeling?
Better.
Now my heart hurts. from hearing how horrible these people are.
Oh, yeah. Everything's heavy right now.
It is.
Yeah.
It is heavy. It is heavy.
Yeah.
But I do think that
I'm just, like, really fucking angry.
But yeah, it's pretty bad, huh? Usually,
like, it's numbing. My anger is numbing my ear pain because I'm just... I can't think about anything
else.
That's
the machete, actually.
That's why Behind the Bastards, the podcast, is FDA supported to treat all kinds of aches and pains. Yeah.
I also thought, you know, Anderson would look pretty cool with a little dog machete.
Oh, yeah. Now, our dog machete vertical is going to take off in a Q2 of 2020.
Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah. It's hard to make a machete that a dog's paws can hold, but we're working on it.
Figured it out, though.
We have top men on the project.
We use deadly nightshade.
Only top men.
Top men and women.
Thank you.
And agender machete experts. I don't know. Top whatevers.
They're fluid.
They're fluid, just like our new liquid metal machetes.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, it will be cool. Q4 2020. Just in time.
Yeah, it's going to be. We're going to need them then.
Now, the good news is that in December of 2016, more than half a decade after the first deaths were reported, Hylands pulled their baby nighttime teething tablets off the shelves. They were adamant that their safety standards were incredibly stringent and framed this as basically, we have to pull this stuff from the shelves because the FDA is a bunch of dicks. That's the only
dad
reason.
Dad doesn't get me.
Meanies.
Fucking dad.
A Hylands representative told Scientific American, homeopathic medicine has a very large margin of safety. Our testing ensures there's not too much belladonna in any bottle. If there's any belladonna in a teething product, it's too much.
There's not a lot. Oh, yeah. It's these pussy babies.
Mm-hmm.
Just...
On January 27th, 2017, the United States Food and Drug Administration posted this fun press release. FDA confirms elevated levels of belladonna in certain homeopathic teething products. You can't stop these people from putting poison in baby pills. They just love it.
Why?
Because they're not taking the proper precautions.
But I don't...
They don't have to.
That is exactly it. If humans don't have to, they don't do it.
Yeah. It's like the people who are like, all these regulations are like for like health and safety, like OSHA shit is like slowing down innovation. It's like, no, dude, people would be like shooting at workers to make them move faster if there weren't laws against that.
Yes.
Well, there's no OSHA rules in our recording studio, and I regularly throw knives and bagels around with the sling. Like, it's terrible.
That is true.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I should be in charge of the country. This press release revealed that Hylands was not the only company accidentally dropping belladonna into its teething products. Another homeopathic medicine company, Raritan Pharmaceuticals, was forced to pull their products off the shelf when poison was found in them. So that's good.
That's all right.
Now, if you're a sane person, you might be wondering, why are homeopathic products regulated as drugs if they're at best water and at worst poison water? That's a little odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
This all turns out to be thanks to a special law made just before World War II. Here's Forbes. The 1938 law was the brainchild of a U.S. Senator, Royal Copeland, who happened to be a homeopath. Senator Copeland inserted language into a major food and drug law that declared homeopathic preparations to be drugs. It also allowed homeopaths themselves to maintain the official list of all these drugs, called the Homeopathic Pharmacopoeia. Talk about the fox guarding the hen house. Thanks to aggressive lobbying by homeopaths, homeopathic ingredients are not subject to the normal review required of real drugs. Most importantly, homeopathic drug makers do not have to prove their products are effective.
Cool. That's I'm glad that that's just democracy.
That's a good law.
Knocking it out of the park again. Mm-hmm. That's...
The senator who's a homeopath says that we should treat them as drugs except for when we have to prove they work.
Yeah, and so... God.
People have an issue with that?
Oh, man.
One of the fun products that homeopaths get to market as medicine without proving any therapeutic benefit for it is Toprasin. Toprasin is generally marketed as a natural pain relief cream. You can buy it as a cream, or a spray, or in a special formulation for fibromyalgia. For $14.99, you can also buy Toprasin for children in a 1.5-ounce tube. The seller of that particular product, Valley Medical Supplies, says that it helps with aches and pains, cuts and bruises, heel and knee pain, and growing pains. The section on information for parents and consumers states, Toprasin Jr. uses no volatile oils such as camphor or menthol or irritating chemicals. Rather, it stimulates the body's desire to heal the damage that is causing the pain by draining the toxins that build up in an injured area.
I knew toxins.
Yeah, they're in play. Yeah, that was destined.
I was just been waiting. I was like, they're going to say toxins soon.
Now,
I like this theory that this thing activates your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's some substance out there that's like your body's just like, what?
Yeah, I didn't know to heal what? Until the cream got on
oh,
there.
Oh, thanks. Oh, man.
I love that we're again using our dumb Southern accents to make fun of these people when they're all based in Los Angeles.
I just imagine them having us. Yeah, yeah. That is, well, yeah, yeah, we could just be like, here's what we should do.
Here's what we should do, guys.
Here's what I'll do. Fix it.
Bro.
Yeah, that's what it that is.
I don't like this. Bro, I'm him. Really uncomfortable. I feel bro, like somebody named Chad just walked in.
It's okay. It's okay.
You just got, here's the problem with your baby, bro. There's not enough belladonna in it.
You got to get, okay.
They call it deadly nightshade, but you know, like when you say sick and you mean something's that's, good, that's the kind of deadly it is, bro.
Bingo. Bingo. It's sick it's medicine.
It's sick medicine. That's our new homeopathic
that
supply.
Is sick medicine, bruh.
Then no, nothing we do is a lie.
Oh, God. That just destroyed my
soul.
I think
we could get out of the podcast I and comedy
could,
game.
I think we could be millionaires.
Sick medicine.
I mean, I think in another 4 years of American products, one of us at least could be the new Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Anderson.
Anderson. Well, Anderson would honestly be an improvement.
Anderson will be the president, and we'll take all the fucking shit when it comes our way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He gets impeached for letting a Russian dog dig in the yard or something. Just I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't know what dog
when they come after us,
presidential crime
Anderson's
would be.
Fault,
Anderson. Madam President Anderson.
Now, Billy Wayne, I bet you're wondering, what might the supposedly diluted homeopathic ingredients of this Topricin Miracle Pain Cream be?
I mean, I'm sure it's something great. Like
it's belladonna. Now, Billy, it's not just belladonna. Of course, they mix in just a skosh of Heloderma. You know what Heloderma is?
Mm-mm.
It's Gila monster venom.
Oh, okay,
that seems good for pain.
What? What? Just acid tripping. Psychopath is just mixing shit.
Well, he tested it on his kids. It was fine. So put it in the pills or the cream or whatever.
I feel like they sell this product at like Whole Foods.
Oh, they sell it all. Yeah,
oh,
of course they sell
I'm
it.
I'm sure it's available at
like
CVS in LA.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I wonder if this miracle product made of deadly nightshade and literal monster poison has a history of poisoning people. And it just so happens I found a 2018 paper posted on the National Institutes of Health website. Anticholinergic toxicity secondary to overdose of Topricin cream, a homeopathic medication. I'm going to quote from that now. A 40-year-old man presented with family to the emergency department complaining of headache and blurry vision of one day's duration. His wife also noticed a change in mentation for 2 hours prior to presentation when he repeatedly asked the same questions and did not recognize family members.
Oh, shit.
His past medical history included hypertension and something. His daily medications were pravastatin, metoflurol, enamelprin, and non-steroidal anti-inflammatories for musculoskeletal pains. Social history and family history were non-contributory. 2 days prior to presentation, he had developed a severe pain in his left foot, which he treated with the over-the-counter Topricin topical pain relief cream. He applied the cream liberally without respecting the recommended dosage. The exact quantity and frequency were unknown.
No, that's like every dude. Well, if this says, like,
yeah,
take two, I'll take four because I'm awesome.
But normally your pain relief cream is like going to be lidocaine or something like that, where like, yeah, you put too much lidocaine on your foot. It's whatever. If you're an adult, it's whatever. But he was putting too much Gila monster venom and belladonna on his foot, and that turns out to not be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I let the Gila monster bite me like four or five times. Is that good?
You're really cutting out the middleman.
I turned my ankle.
I've been saying for years, Billy, you were ahead of the pack by keeping that Gila monster in your house just
Thank
free
you.
And loose.
Mm-hmm.
Really has helped a lot.
Mm-hmm. I've only been in the hospital like four or five times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's cool.
And I'd like to announce my new product, just a Gila monster we shipped to your house in a box. Good
Send
for teething. Good for foot pain.
$1,000, no address.
I will make sure a Gila monster finds you.
The no address stamped envelope in $1,000.
There will just be a large poisonous lizard in your house at some point, and you'll know that you're safe.
Sick medicine was here.
You know, it's weird with all these debates between Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and the like about, like, should we have Medicare for all? Should we have some sort of, like, hybrid plan? Why not just Gila monsters?
Just Gila monsters.
Just Gila monsters and machetes all over the place. A Gila monster in every house and a machete in every hand.
Yes.
That's my presidential platform.
I think the country would get along a little better.
I think we would solve. We would have other problems than the partisan divide currently shaping.
Yeah, that we didn't foresee. I do think there would be some stuff pop up. I didn't see that one coming.
But you know what?
We didn't think this through.
We got to stay active.
That's true.
Stay on your toes with a Gila monster in the house.
Mm-hmm. You drink a lot of water.
Now, the good news is that this guy who overdosed on Toprosin did survive, but his symptoms were at one point serious enough that his doctors coded him for having a stroke. So maybe stay away from Toprosin. He spent some time disoriented and pissing himself in a hospital before the administration of IV drugs was able to return him to baseline. The suspected cause of his symptoms was belladonna poisoning. So we've been making fun of the Gila monster thing, but they suspect it was actually just
the belladonna.
Yeah. When that's the best part of the medicine. No, the Gila monster venom was actually all right.
I mean, thank God that was in
thank
there.
Thank God that was in there. Really counteracted the belladonna.
He just looks at his wife and looks, see, I'm all right. I knew. Pretty smart. I'm still smart.
You mix enough of the poisons in there.
Mm-hmm. More is more. Yeah.
I will say that he and his family were lucky that he took the Toprosin and not, for instance, their infant child, for obvious reasons. In 2017, a 7-year-old Italian girl caught an ear infection. Her parents took her to a doctor who prescribed antibiotics, but they decided to consult a second opinion and went with a homeopath instead. Said ear infection spread to the girl's brain, killing her.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what happens. The parents were convicted of aggravated manslaughter and given 3-month sentences in prison. They attempted to justify their decision by citing that they were not anti-medicine in general, just concerned about antibiotics, which is a wrinkle that makes this case frustrating. See, the overprescription of antibiotics is one of the largest problems in modern medicine. Over 30% of antibiotic prescriptions in the United States, at least, are believed to be unnecessary. This manifests in a few different ways. Antibiotics are often prescribed to people who don't need them due to mistakes in diagnosis or a variety of other reasons, some of which boil down to medical laziness. They're also prescribed in doses that far exceed what the patient actually needs, which can cause long-term health issues in patients, like die-offs in gut bacteria or whatever. Mm-hmm. All of these very real examples of problems with antibiotic use mean that half-informed consumers, like these Italian parents, wind up with an understanding that there's something vaguely problematic about how antibiotics are used in modern medicine, but not really understanding why. So when they go to a homeopath, who, as we've already established, a big part of the practice is they'll spend a lot more time talking with you, and doctors are very busy. They're usually often bad at talking to patients. Good bedside manners are very rare in medicine, in my experience, and in, I think, a lot of people's experience. So this doctor sits down and talks with them and tells them, no, you don't need antibiotics. Here's another way. And they know antibiotics are vaguely problematic, so they go with the other way. Then their doctor's ear infection goes out of control, and she dies of meningitis. Yeah, it's fucked. It's super fucked up.
It's the fucking vaccine shit, too. It's that same shadow of a doubt, and smart people sometimes are like, well, because of one time.
Can I have the machete?
Yeah.
It's just...
We need more handsome doctors to have YouTube shows, but not to sell Dr. Oz bullshit.
Yes. Yeah. To actually tell them what works and what doesn't.
Well, we need I'm calling on you, medical community. Find us sexier doctors than Dr. Oz to confront Dr. Oz.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's like cures like. To stop the danger of sexy nonsense doctors.
We need a charismatic one.
Sexy good doctors.
Yes. Yes.
It's the only thing that can save
us. And their show is just called No.
Yep.
No.
And other doctors out there right now, maybe do more crunches. Maybe do more crunches.
You know what, though? One of my favorite things is to drive by a hospital and see a doctor outside smoking. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite fucking thing.
You got to make a choice.
I get that there's a stress relief, I understand, but it always makes me laugh. You're like, someone's writing a fucking drama about him right now. He's like,
I saw a book on the shelf of one of my very close friends' grandfather that I love the title of, and I have not read yet, but I know from the title that it's full of good medicine. Live long and die fast, which I do think is a good goal.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
That's the goal.
You want to live to 90 and then drop dead instantly.
I want to live to 90 and then get shot by a sniper that I don't even know.
That's actually the best. And that, Billy Wayne, brings me on to my next grift for this episode. Snipe Edison.
Ooh,
the
yes.
only medicine that's just a man with a scoped rifle. Can we sell that, Sophie?
No. It's a new euthanasia.
So, this is all terrible. But when it comes to infuriating stories of actual malpractice by homeopathic physicians, nothing I have come across beats the case of Penelope Dingle. And because this is a tragic story, I'm going to ask none of us to laugh at that last name. They're Australian. They can't help it.
It's not their fault.
Yeah, it's not their fault. It's like Walla Walla. Sorry.
It was there.
It's there. Mm-hmm. In February 2003, Penelope was diagnosed with colorectal cancer. Her husband was a prominent toxicologist in Perth, and the specific form of cancer she was diagnosed with was believed to be extremely treatable. But Miss Dingle did not opt for that treatment. She had a homeopathic doctor she trusted, Miss Scrayen. And Miss Scrayen told her that she could much more safely deal.
Miss. Her name was Miss.
That's the most, it's better than doctor.
Duh.
Yeah. Now, Miss Scrayen told her that she could much more safely deal with her rectal cancer via a course of homeopathic and natural remedies. Dr. Dingle claims he went along with his wife's wishes because he wasn't able to convince her that traditional medical treatment would be more effective than Miss Scrayen's homeopathic medicine. He later said, Pin had her mindset and it wasn't changeable.
You argue with her is actually what he said.
Yeah, I mean, he tried.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. There's also some suggestions that maybe he was caught up in trying to like write a health book with them. It's a complicated story. Yeah. I don't really know exactly. But for months, Penelope and Miss Scrayen had weekly appointments. But oddly enough, Penelope's cancer continued to get worse and worse. Sadly, this did not convince Penelope that something might be wrong. There's evidence that she and Miss Scrayen even convinced her husband to help them write a book about treating cancer naturally once she was cured. Dr. Dingle later said, Pin was in awe of Francine Scrayen, and I felt that Pin would have perhaps left me if I had criticized Francine. He claims that she was unwilling to listen to any medical advice that did not come from her homeopath. Pin repeatedly told me that Francine was convinced she could cure cancer. Near the end of 2003, Penelope Dingle's condition took a sharp turn for the worst, and she underwent emergency surgery to remove a bowel obstruction and save her life. Penelope remained confident in Francine Scrayen after this point, up until a phone call in which her homeopath asked her to sign a letter freeing her from all future legal liability if Penelope died.
Wow.
Yeah. Like a great physician.
Just like a true grifter.
Yeah. Now, at this point, Penelope started to question whether or not she made the right decision.
Just a minute.
Now, wait a second. Yeah. Eventually, she realized that she'd been had by a con woman and wrote Francine Scrayen a furious and heartbreaking letter. In it, she excoriated the homeopath for, among other things, ordering her to eschew any pain medication in favor of homeopathic pain treatments that did not work. Quote, you told me many stories about your husband and his overreaction to pain. As I was also an Aries, you advised me that, like him, I overreacted
God
to pain.
Damn it.
You gave me a $5 note with the word phantom written on it. You told me that my pain was a phantom product of my imagination. You described your own experience with sciatica and informed me that until I had experienced the sort of pain you'd had then, I would not know what real pain was. The majority of my pain, you informed me, was in my own mind. You saw me sobbing with pain during our contacts. One night after my bowel obstructed, I called because I could not stand the agony, and your professional advice was, go take a bath. I endured over 120 hours of agony before I went against your advisement, used morphine, and got myself to a hospital in an ambulance. During the months you treated me, the hot water bottles you encouraged me to use as my main method of pain control burned my skin and ruptured my blood vessels, but my pain was so severe it felt like relief. My entire coccyx area is blue and purple. That's cool, huh?
What a...
God. Yeah, it's a nightmare. It's,
and her husband was a fucking doctor.
Her husband was a doctor, yeah.
Yo, dude, you're trash, bro.
I don't think
you can't... he may have been trash. It also may be that just sometimes you can't convince people when they get really roped in by... It's like a religious thing. Like, that's a part of this. Like, she believed in this woman.
She believed this woman. That's what... I don't think the guy's bad. It sounds like the whole time he's like... I mean, especially like your wife is dying of cancer and she's like, well, this woman makes me feel better. So there's a part of you that's like, okay, whatever we can do at this point. Fuck. And now he's probably like, well, I'm going to kill that lady is what I'm going
to
do.
Well, what happened to
Penelope Dingle died from complications due to colorectal cancer in 2005.
It got too worse.
Yeah. It's believed she would have survived if she'd undertaken conventional treatment after diagnosis. The whole case was rather famous in Australia and resulted in a sizable coroner's inquest. But oddly enough, Francine Scrayen faced no long-term punishment as a result of her actions. As best I can tell, she's still a practicing homeopath.
Because all she did was say, don't.
Don't.
Which is not illegal.
Nope.
You're just giving someone bad advice, which isn't illegal. Thank God we're all be in jail.
Yeah, we would all be in jail.
But hers is seems
for trying
evil.
To sell Snipe Edison.
Yes. God.
Now, Billy Wayne, after an infuriating tale like that of unspeakable tragedy, there's nothing that I like more than machete tennis.
Yeah, I think
guaranteed to cure your tennis elbow, because like cures like, and since this is like tennis, it will fix your tennis elbow.
We're going to be healed.
We're going to be healed.
Is there, before we do this, is there any belladonna in this?
Oh, shitloads.
Okay.
I fucking doused everything in this room in belladonna. Perfect. Oh, yeah. Perfect. And there's a Gila monster loose in here somewhere, too.
I think we're
all right, gentlemen, take your positions.
That's good.
All right. We've got our now rather battered VHS tape of the Michael Douglas, Paul Verhoeven classic, Basic Instinct.
Mm. I stabbed it pretty hard.
Actually, you should serve this time.
Okay.
I serve
I'm gonna go. I've been doing it this way. I'm going to go this.
Yeah, try an overhand. Yeah, that seems good. Oh, damn it.
God, that felt good.
That was really close to our first actual hit.
That was cool. The dust came out.
And the dust came out.
That was really cool.
That's belladonna right there.
Yeah.
High grade belladonna.
Here we go.
Oh,
I almost had a volley.
Kinda.
Yeah, I almost had a volley.
That was definitely our closest to. Oh boy, this tape has seen better days. Seen worse. I'm gonna try and do it from the side this time. Okay. Oh, see, it doesn't have enough frontage area when you do it that way.
It's okay.
Oh, that was. Oh, we lost the case.
Now there's shattered plastic all over the room for some mysterious reason. All right, Billy.
You okay, Anderson?
Everyone watch your eyes. There's a pink Corvette down there, of course, because just to remind us that we're in Hollywood.
Yep. Well, Billy.
Is that it?
No, let's do one more.
Do one more.
Because I think this one's really going to break apart.
I think you got more hide on this one.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yep.
Yep.
I've lived enough lives to know what.
Just a reminder, everything we've done is approved by OSHA.
Yeah, I signed it.
No dogs were harmed in the making of this podcast.
Nope. There's a lot of plastic shrapnel in the room, though. Someone's going to have to... Yeah, stick that up on the soundboard, Billy. That'll be fine. That'll make Dan'l happy when he comes in here in another day or two. Well, this has been Behind the Bastards.
You can find me at bwdtour.com. That's got all my live dates, or just... Google Billy Wayne Davis and all my Twitter and Instagram comes up too.
And again, you grab yourself an envelope. You put between $500 and $1,000 in it.
Cash.
You write either or both of our names and the names of this podcast on it. And at some point in the next year, there will be a Gila monster, a machete, or a baby's machete in your house, depending on what you write on the front.
Inside your house, not like outside on the porch.
No, inside your house.
We delivered inside your house.
That's the kind of, and again, all of these products are FDA guaranteed to cure earaches, teething, colorectal cancer, works on all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Every problem, FDA.
You have problems with the FDA, it'll solve that too.
As the School of Machetecine states, knife cures knife. And if a machete won't fix it, a Gila monster will.
That's true.
That's true.
That's science.
So check out Billy Wayne Davis's website. Check him out on tour. And find our website, behindthebastards.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at @BastardsPod. Find me on Twitter at @IWriteOkay. And find a machete wherever sporting goods or weird copper bracelets that cure your arthritis are sold. That's true.
That's very true.
That's
Bye,
the episode.
Everybody.
Products! This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.